Give heed, my people, to my teaching. I will open my mouth in a parable. God gave a command to our ancestors to make it known to their children, that the next generation might know it, the children yet to be born. O God, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The light and peace of Jesus Christ be with us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Psalm 71:15-19. My lips will tell of your justice, and day by day of your help, though I can never tell it all. Lord, I will declare your mighty deeds, proclaiming your justice, yours alone. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and I proclaim your wonder still. Now that I am old and gray-headed, do not forsake me, God. Let me tell of your power to all ages. Praise your strength and justice to the skies. Tell of you who have worked such wonders. O God, who is like you? It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High. We will bring our free prayers of thanksgiving at this time. We declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. Amen. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Amen. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Lord Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. Matthew 13:44-46. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Romans 12:1-2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Gracious Spirit, dwell with me. Be, and with words that help and heal,
mighty so as to prevail, where unaided I must fail, ever by a mighty hope, pressing on and bearing up. Holy Spirit, dwell with me, I myself would holy be. Break from sin and choose the good, cherish what my Savior would, and whatever I can be, give to Him who gave me thee.
Simeon's Song. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. As we come to our time of intercession, please remember that you may pause the audio whenever you like, as long as you like, to spend more time with God in silent prayer. Ask and it will be given you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you. The Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. God of manifold grace, we bring our prayers to you with confidence in the name of our Lord Jesus. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. You are always there to lead us. We pray for ourselves and those dear to us. We put our hope in you, Lord, hear our prayer. You supply strength for service. We pray for our community and for our neighbors. We put our hope in you, Lord, hear our prayer. You call your people to speak the very words of God. We pray for the church in all places, that we may speak boldly for Christ. We put our hope in you, Lord, hear our prayer. You will make justice break forth like the light. We pray for the world, for all who do justice and love mercy. We put our hope in you, Lord, hear our prayer. We offer you other concerns we carry in our hearts. We put our hope in you, Lord. Hear our prayer. Generous God, you draw us into surprising stories. Use them to disrupt our complacency and remove our fear, that we may follow you into the joy of your kingdom. In the name of the one who taught us not to lose heart, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.